And let me go here off the test topics, man. This go.
Yeah, someone was texting me like, "Where's the link? It's not on the
Oh
banner.
yeah,
It's been the
that's
last few nights, the
yeah,
last
somebody
few days on my fingers on that."
texted me too.
But I have it here on paper. I don't know how to get this to
Waiting
you.
room, let me go and admit everybody in there. So if folks don't notice it, let me know if there's anybody in the waiting room just in case I miss somebody.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to be trying to keep track of everything. Anyway, let me call the meeting to order at 7:15. This is our May 7th special meeting of the Town of Bolton Finance Committee. And we have present as members and other participants in the room, myself, Ross Lally. We don't have the name tags out.
That's
But
because David,
does David put them
he
up
took
on
them
the,
back.
he just put them on the stage.
Oh, he did?
I put them on top of the filing cabinets on the stage.
Oh, they're there.
Well, we know who we are, and there's no members of the public here. So, in any case,
Yeah,
we have the name
they're good.
tags. So, anyway, Ross Lally, Chair, Finance Committee, Member at Large. And I have also to my left is Tyler Egner, but Member at Large. And we have Melissa Whelan, Member at Large, and our two members from the Board of Education are Ben Davies and Danae Johnson. And then we have from the Board of Selectmen, David Coles, who is online, and Rodney Fournier for Selectmen. Also present are our Superintendent of Schools, Dave Caruso, who is here. We have our Interim Chief Financial Officer, Stephanie Smigala, who is here in the room. And Jim Rupert, our town administrator, who is joining us through Zoom. And then we have present our board clerk, Mary. And I don't think I missed anybody. So we can go on to public participation. There is nobody in the public in the room. So if there is anybody online who would like to speak, I can take comments now so you can raise your virtual hand and speak. Limit your comments to 3 minutes if you have any. Yes, Katie. And you have to unmute
Just a
yourself.
question.
Yes.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Excellent. Just a question. I recall last time a presentation that had been updated, and just looking for guidance as to where I can find it. I can find the version 2. It looks a little bit different than last time.
The most recent one is on the website, correct?
Yeah, that's right.
Yes, the one that's been posted on the website is the most recent. And it was just
I'm sorry, can you direct me where on the website?
let me go and open it up myself, and I will step you through it. Let me
Yeah, no,
actually
I'm
just.
sorry.
No, that's fine.
I'm looking at the agendas and the packets, and that's
No.
on the wrong side.
Go up to the home page and go to where it says budgets.
I understand. Thank you. I can go from
And
there.
click there and you'll find
Thank you.
it. You are welcome. And if you want to put your hand down there, unless you had anything else to add, David, you have something, or are you sending a message for us to look
I can
at?
just put the link in.
Put the
I
link
just
in.
dropped the link
Okay.
in the chat.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, David.
Any other comments from the public? And seeing none, and I don't see anybody else in the waiting room, I am going to go to our ongoing business. And I think we have a little bit of a change in order we need to go in on here, is just to start out with our 25 and 26 revenue and expenditures, and then we will go to the other items. If that's all right with the folks here.
Yeah,
Perfect. Yeah.
I'm not alone.
Let's do that first. So this would help inform us, are there any extra monies that we feel are going to be left over with the Board of Ed or Board of Selectmen that are available to be applied to, as revenue to decrease, to as revenue to offset expenses next year and lower the mill rate?
Are we including the 107-328 that just got approved by government?
Yeah, we can talk about that now. So there's roughly, thank you for bringing that up. The governor and the legislature recently approved some monies to go to the various municipalities in the state to help in reducing mill rates. And some of it goes to the town, or some of it goes to the Board of Ed. Round numbers, I believe it's about $30,000 for the town proper and about $107,000 for the Board of Ed.
Yeah.
And we can talk about disposition of that when we get to the, you know, we start talking about our 26.
Waiting.
Thank you. Let me go and let that person in. So, again, any other revenues identified or give backs from Board of Selectmen? I know, David, you and I had spoken. You said nothing right now.
Correct.
We just kicked in another $30,000, I believe.
Okay, so that's $30,000 in reductions additional, correct?
Not reductions, give backs.
Give backs.
Oh, give backs, sorry.
Yeah, it's now $16,000.
So it's effectively, it's added to the 30 that you had previously given, correct, Rodney?
That's correct, but it's lifted in the wrong location, so.
Which is next on that.
I believe that's next on the agenda. So.
Yeah, we'll fix it.
Right, so we just want to make sure they both land in the correct spot.
Yes, they're revenue, effectively. And I think the thing to look at is, even if we go forward and over the next couple of months, we're not going to find anything of, you know, substantive, meaning several hundred thousand dollars. I, you know, I've spoken to both, you know, Rodney and Jim about it, and I don't think there's, you know, David Caruso, there's just... we're not going to find a huge amount of monies left over at the end of the year that would substantively change anything. You know, we may find another, you know, few, you know, tens of thousands here and there, but I don't anticipate anything substantive. So we have to keep that in mind when we're looking, you know, at what are we going to do for our first offer of a, you know, budget to the, you know, formal offer of the budget to the public for the referendum. So then we can move on to our discussion of the, you know, let's go on to A, and then we have to take action on B, which is to just make sure we have that $30,000 put in the right place from previously, and then in addition to the $30,000 that Rodney had proposed. So 26 and 27, revenues and expenditures. What I'll just mention that I do not think, from talking to our auditor and talking to our interim CFO, our situation is not going to be any different next year. The problem that we got into is that basically, well, I asked Stephanie to take a look at it, who is our interim CFO, and I also asked our auditor for his opinion on how we arrived at, you know, where we are now. And the consensus is that we've been used, two different people looked at it, came up with more or less the same answer, which is we've been using our surplus to keep the mill rate down. And without proper forecasting and having a large surplus, we were able to get away with that for a while, sort of on cruise control, which is not a good thing, because then reality hit us last year where we had the revaluation, that's effect on the mill rate, and then our loss of the, basically these refund of monies from the state to cover the difference between the automotive mill rate and the property real estate mill rate. We lost that money, had a reduction in, you know, surplus that's available, and we had that situation last year that's repeated this year, and we'll repeat again next year as far as we can tell. And by then it should be done if we keep the budgets reasonable, don't ask for a lot of money, keep them, but still, we're still going to have to increase the mill rate, because if we don't increase the mill rate, we're going to be in the same mess going forward indefinitely, or we're going to keep paring everything down and down and down and start really digging into the services that the schools provide and that the, you know, town proper provide. So again, just setting the picture, there's nothing magic that's going to happen. There's no business plans that the selectmen have that are going to be bringing in sudden infusion of tax money next year or the following year. I know that Superintendent Caruso has been working on what can he do for, you know, getting other students in from other districts. Again, you don't anticipate some magic influx of several hundred students.
No.
Yeah, you know, I'm not being facetious. I mean, this, we need some fairly substantial changes in order to make this not happen next year. And they're the type of changes that don't happen in 1 year. They're the type of changes that happen over, say, 2 to 5 years.
Mm-hmm. And they're the type of changes that don't happen in a couple weeks.
No, they definitely will not happen by the end of this budget, by the time we have to get this budget adopted.
Correct.
So it's hard decisions that we have to be upfront about. And then that also is going to lead to, when we talk about communication, how do we make all this clear to the public? And what are we doing to get out of this situation? We have to start having some clear plans and some actionable plans with people, you know, individuals responsible for them. So it's not good intentions that are paving the path to everybody knows where. So anyway, you know, thoughts on this, because we do have those new revenues that we got from the state. We have the additional 30,000 that the selectmen have, you know, found for, you know, revenue from money not to be spent this fiscal year. So the question is, with the monies we get from the state, is what do we do with them? Do we use them now to reduce this deficit further, this, you know, to reduce the mill rate? Do we set them aside as a, in, you know, do we set them aside effectively as, you know, surplus?
Is there any specification on how we can use it? Or
you have to spend those money. So what you would have to do is basically those monies would have to be spent by the town proper and by the Board of Selectmen per the grant conditions. So what you would do is give those monies to the selectmen, give them to the Board of Ed, but then you reduce the surplus by an equal amount that were, you know, the amount of surplus that we're contributing to lower the mill rate.
You have a waiting room person.
Thank you, sir. And where did they go?
I think they just ticked off.
I guess they left.
Sorry about that.
Oh, well. But
I was, go on. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention, I know we're talking about revenues. Since I got arrived here, myself and my team have worked really, really hard to with a lot of different strategies and try to do some creative things to recruit Columbia students into Bolton. Yep. And I know there was a time when I lived here where we had a lot of Columbia students and we received a lot of revenue. Since I've arrived as a superintendent, I've heard a lot of talk about we need to get Columbia students back to where it was before. And so we are going to continue to work on that. But the reality is, back in the day when we had a large number of students in Columbia here, they didn't have the choices that they have today. For example, they now have the choice to go to E.O. Smith, to Rand High School, to Cheney Tech, to East Catholic, to a plethora of schools, as well as Bolton High School. Not only that, their enrollment continues to decline as well. So the pool of eighth grade students that we would have to try to recruit to Bolton is also decreasing. So we are going to continue our efforts. We did get more Columbia students this year than last year. And we're going to continue to do all the things we're trying to do and think outside the box of how we can attract students to Bolton. The sad reality is, with their choices and with the number of students available, I don't see it being a realistic possibility that we'll ever get back to where we were back in the day when we were getting hundreds of thousands of dollars in tuition from Columbia. I just want to make a note of that in the meeting, because I've heard a few times from people, like, if we just got back to where we were with Columbia tuition, we'd be all set. And as much as I would love to say that's going to happen, I think the more real possibility is that it's not.
Yeah. And with hindsight being 2020, it would have been, I wasn't here for what happened when we, you know, how we decided we build the addition and fund it and why we, you know, whatever we agreed to or didn't with Columbia. Just so for this group to be aware, it's like, with hindsight being 2020, we should have had some long-term agreement with them until the bond was paid off, because that was really the intent of it. Mm-hmm. And we did it with, let's build it and they will come. But That worked until there were other choices, to your point, until the student population started to decline.
Yeah. I just don't want people hanging on to the hope that Columbia tuition is going to save the day.
Yeah.
In regards to the state funds, that's just to be clear, that's a one-time payment, but it's not anticipated to be recurring.
We don't know.
That's a great question. In my Hartford Area Superintendent's Group meeting the other day, that came up. Somebody who is heavily involved in the legislature communicated to our group that they're very confident that they will be supporting the towns with a similar or a greater number next year, and then reassessing or recalculating the ECS formula for the following year. Okay. So while there's nothing in writing, I think the hope is that it'll be an equal amount of money next year to towns, and then ECS formula is redone.
And I was thinking that could not have been 100% catch up for ECS from 2013.
No.
Okay, that's
it's a fraction of
And
again, what the state giveth, the state taketh. And if the economic conditions change, they may change their song about giving monies back like this. So again, it's a guess based on what we know now. And I would just caution that next year it's going to be like this with no, probably not next to no surplus. And having surplus also means that we don't have to bond for things if we build the surplus up again. And it also has interest mm-hmm. that can be used to either grow the surplus or to reduce the mill rate without touching the principal. That's up
to you. So were we discussing what to do with that money?
Yeah, this is a discussion is what to do with that money. I think to break it down is we need to figure out what do we do with that money? And then that will inform, you know, what does the mill rate look like now? And what do we want to do to reduce it?
Can I ask a question about this document?
And this document that you're referring to is, could you put that up on the screen, Stephanie?
Sure. And I have an updated version. I added another, I'll pass if you want to just hand it out. I created one more version.
Thank you, sir.
Another scenario we can do. Thank you.
Yeah, I asked Stephanie to take a look at what does it look like if we use that revenue to decrease the mill rate or if we don't use it.
Right.
And then what some scenarios with what does it look like for expenditures if we want to keep the mill rate increase to 7%, 6.5%, and so forth.
Yeah.
So my question is, a couple weeks ago, we talked about reducing the mill rate increase to 7% or 6.97. We talked in this meeting about what that would mean for a reduction.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it was hypothetical, nothing's been voted on. But in that hypothetical, the cut to the Board of Education would have been $308,239.
Yeah.
Am I looking at this formula, Stephanie, next to the 6.97, this 218,524, is that the less the 107,328?
Yep. And then there's been two other changes. So there's additional $30,000 give back that's incorporated in here. I also
So you've incorporated both give backs from the
Yep. So I incorporated $60,000 from the selectmen. And I did have to, just as we discussed last week, I reduced the interest budget by $50,000.
Okay.
So there's been a lot of movement since that number. But
all right. So my simple math says we were initially looking at cutting 308,239.
Mm-hmm.
We received 107,328 from the state. So that math has my reduction now at 209,11. And it says here on the sheet, 218,524.
We had to, because of the interest rate reduction, we had to modify the percentage that we were cutting each of the Board of Ed and town budgets.
Okay.
Yeah, because we had talked about that at our last meeting, because I brought up the fact that we felt that we hadn't really taken into account the loss of $2.5 million of interest-bearing money. And so we decided to go with a $50,000 reduction in the interest that we had originally estimated.
Okay, so if we did not receive this 107, then the reduction would have been 107 plus 218, so it would have been much greater than the 308, 239.
Is that the chart right there? 325?
Yeah, the one on
At
the,
this meeting.
yeah, that's correct. So the one on the top includes the all of the changes I mentioned, and it reduces the cuts by the 107 for Board of Ed and the 29
That's
for
what
Board of Selectmen.
325.
And then the bottom one only includes the municipal aid as revenue, but holds the cuts the same. And takes those reductions out, so you have an increase. So this actually, this bottom model actually reduces the mill rate for the residents, but it
And
does require a larger cut by the town and the Board of Ed.
we would have that 136,000 in the other revenue or in the
Correct. Correct.
right? So that would
And
still be
that's what.
sitting there.
Would it be possible to just, we're bouncing around from chart to chart, and could we just go like from the top and start with each scenario and review them and
Sure.
talk about what the impact
So
would be?
you want to start at the top one, which then that's including the state money.
Yeah, just so everybody, myself and everybody
Yep,
else,
that's fine.
because the numbers are different than
No,
I
there's a lot.
anticipated. So.
Yep. So scenario A, this is reflective of our original proposal. So the 9.78% mill rate increase. Below that option, we modeled different outcomes. So the next row is assuming we achieve 7% or less of a mill rate increase. So the expenditures in total would be $27,033,841. And then moving further to the right, I'll just jump to the end. That equates to a 34.55 mill rate or 6.97% increase.
And so to get that, the town reduction is 110,781 and the Board of Ed is 218,524.
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
And then next scenario is assuming a 6.5% mill rate increase. So the expenditures would be $26,945,643.93. The town reduction would be $137,330, and the Board of Ed reductions would be $288,172 to get to a 34.40 mill rate, which is 6.5% increase. You want to keep walking through the rest?
Yes, please.
Yep.
Okay. Next one is assuming we achieve a 6% mill rate increase. So expenditures would be $26,844,847.19. Reductions from the town would be $167,672.49. Board of Ed reductions would be $350,627.32. They get to a 34.22 mill rate, which is 5.94% increase. And the last scenario I modeled, assuming a 5% mill rate increase, would have us at expenditures of $26,668,452.90. Town reductions would be $220,771.13. Board of Ed reductions would be $473,922.98. For a mill rate of 33.91, which is a 4.98% increase.
And we would continue to have that 136 in the other revenue category.
Yep. And what does it do there in that category? It's part of, essentially, you take your, the revenue becomes what we need to solve for. Well, we start with the expenditures. You take out all of our revenue sources, and what's left over is our what our levy is, and then that's how you calculate the mill rate. So we're taking it in as revenue. So the mechanics of it, we take it in as revenue, we count it as revenue. In this scenario, I'm also reducing the cut for the town and the Board of Ed as well by those dollar amounts.
So it's
I'm
basically
using
just
yeah, yeah. I'm using
so
yeah.
wouldn't
I'm giving you guys. I'm giving the town and the Board of Ed the 136.
yeah
no.
But because of that change of the 50,000, that's why it's.
yeah so you're basically getting 137,000 from the state and taking 50,000 out of that because we lowered the interest rate project the interest income projection.
Right.
And then you're adding 30 back in because we threw it in
Right.
somewhere in that picture.
Yeah.
But this leaves us kind of with money in a saving in our savings account versus having a zero budget there. Zero revenue.
Well, this one doesn't leave
Surplus.
us.
This one doesn't leave us.
No.
The first one leaves us with no surplus, Rodney, because we're using it to reduce the mill rate further.
All
Right.
right, but this one leaves us with a surplus fund.
No.
No,
This
if
one gives
you're
oh, neither of them do.
this one gives that money to the
Yeah.
town and the Board of Ed in their budget.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the scenarios we just went through include us using the money we got from the state to lower the mill rate.
Yep.
Okay. Now the next scenario.
Yep. The next scenario only applies the revenue and does nothing to the expenditures. And so effectively reduces the mill rate for the residents. So,
We're basically banking the money from the state.
I'll take scenario B. Just as an example, we can walk through that. The total expenditures would be $26,896,962.08. Town reduction would be $140,332.10. Board of Ed reduction would be $325,852.82. And that would bring us to a 34.31 mill rate or 6.22% increase.
Which is the target we've been talking about for the past couple of weeks.
Yes.
And yeah,
So,
we've been talking about 308.
well, we've been talking about the seven, yeah, correct. The 7% target, soft target, I would say. But now the reduction has increased a little bit because of the
Correct, the net impact of the interest and
interest
the
loss. Okay.
$30. Yes. So if you, for comparison purposes, if you compare that to the first chart, this is 34.31 in this scenario. In the previous scenario is 34.55. So a 6.97% increase versus a 6.22% increase. With those two options.
It's a significant amount of money.
Yeah. And then David and I
So,
had discussed earlier today too that some states had already set their budgets, so they're in the position of they can't spend this money anyway, so it becomes part of their surplus to do something with next year because it came in after they already set their budget.
is it possible to use either the Board of Ed or the town amount and not use the other, or do we have to use them in combination,
It
or is
is
there
up
any?
for us to decide as the Finance Committee.
Okay.
And that just, again, just weigh this against what, I know the voters are unhappy with the 10%. And I know that we also have four referenda between now and the end of the fiscal year, scheduled. And knowing that, and not that we're not going to get any substantive more revenues in, keep that in mind as to what do you want to do, because it isn't going to get really any better than this in any meaningful way. The only other, we're not going to find another chunk of money this big, probably, through the money we just got from the state.
In the second scenario, row B, 7% mill rate increase, and then in the right-hand column, 6.22% mill rate increase.
That's just kind of the heading. I was targeting 7% or less. for each
Okay,
of
so
them.
what
So
would be the ask of the residents? What would be the increased ask of?
6.22%.
Okay, so it's not seven. Okay.
Yeah.
So if we go with scenario B, the referendum, the ask is a 6.22% increase over last year.
Correct.
And banking the money that we got from the state.
Right.
Larger cuts.
Larger cuts, banking the money that we got from the state, lower mill rate increase.
I just want to note the money from the state, the purpose was to go to the Board of Education and the municipalities to reduce the burden on taxpayers. That was the
Correct.
purpose of the relief.
Or to support the cuts, which this would be doing.
It's providing mill rate relief one way or another. It's just, is it for now or is it for the future? And again, there's no right answer. It's what
Exactly.
do we feel
Yeah.
is
Right. Because if we use it now to help
This year.
support the programs and everything that we've been trying not to have to cut,
Don't get the money next
then
year. Great, we're going to have to do it next year.
it's not going in as that revenue for next time.
Yeah,
We're not
it's
going to have $1 million in revenue.
no, we're either paying for it this year
Revenue.
or we're going to pay for it next year.
It's a,
What do we want
or
to
do you
do? What
want to
do we
pay?
want to pay for
The
it?
amount of money that Bolton is getting is like pennies worth to each household.
Correct.
So it's not even like, and I wish we could do the little calculation here with the median household, taxes, how much you pay, and look at these mill rates over here so people could really see in their everyday money terms, like that's how the impact is on a home.
Well, if you just did it on a residential basis, just like $100,000 spread over 5,000 residents, it's not a lot of money per person.
Right. But
It's still something I'm
because
not going to sneeze at it, but it is still money.
Right.
In these quantities, and they think they're really big. I mean, I see an amount of $325,000, and I'm going, that's at least that's four or five teachers.
Right. Yeah.
And it's also, is it garbage collection
Right.
or the state troopers, or is it,
Right.
some, of our crews that do the roads?
Right. Right. Because
You know, it can be
I'm
anywhere you can
seeing,
put it. It's just,
yeah. It's just not
well,
visual like
right.
that.
That's what I think we need to show. I think we need to show what that means to the residents.
Yeah, but
So whatever that
you
cut
don't.
is, does that mean we're
Excuse me,
cutting
Rodney,
deeper?
you have a comment?
Yeah, we can't tell you what it actually means until we pass a budget, because if the budget doesn't pass now, we got to make additional cuts. And then if it doesn't pass again, you got to make additional cuts. So that those additional cuts combined may change your thought process of what you do want to do versus what you think you want to do. So,
Yeah.
it.
Yeah, right. But right now we have to decide, are we going with 320 $25,000 cut, or are we going with $218,000 cut?
So you know that the
And
town,
that's just the Board
well,
of
that's
Ed.
just the Board of Ed, right? So, but so if we go with one of those numbers, we can say what that means. Where are we finding that money?
What it looks like,
Or
right?
you can make some estimates of that it represents, people,
Correct. Right.
but
That's what we need to
peoples
do.
or programs, but you can't say which ones
Yeah,
because
no.
sometimes
That's not
you
our
just do a
either.
minimal future cut, but that's enough to make something completely not worth a, you
Yep.
eliminate being able to do something completely,
Right.
even though it's a relatively small number. The increment was enough to end a program on either the Board of Ed or the Board of Selectmen
Right.
side.
We've already gone through and made the Kappa reductions. And I believe that we came up with stuff that we were going to sacrifice with the town.
So that actually brought up a question, Ronnie. Did you guys get rid of the walkway behind the school, behind the town hall? the funding for that, because that was one thing that came up as possible,
Well,
because what does it do to bring future revenues in? Nothing. And, is there something else you could do instead of that?
we haven't gotten rid of anything until the budget's passed and the board decides what we want to get rid of. But is
Well,
that on the table? Absolutely.
So what this assumes is the $72,000 reduction that we talked about last week. I'll stop sharing and I can pull up the capital spreadsheet. I think there were
Yeah, let's look at that.
25,000 taken out.
Is the capital down to the minimum or not?
No, this does not assume the minimum. That was going to mention
Think,
that too.
yeah, we definitely need to look at
That levered
that. We need to look at
technically.
that.
What was the minimum? Like 100?
There's a close to
Or
140.
150? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Dollars. Yeah.
It's not a lot, but we need to spend more than that
But I
just to
think
be.
147 is a big,
No.
that'll help.
$70,000,
That'll
that's a
help.
person's job somewhere. Yeah,
Jim's got his hand up.
yes, Jim.
Sorry about that. It took me a second to unmute. So, we're about halfway to the minimum. We could cut probably around another $70,000 or so, but a little bit of that depends on where we end up with cuts to the Board of Ed and to the Board of Selectmen's regular budgets, because we have to calculate off of that. And I think, the Board of Selectmen, I think you were at the meeting, Ross, where we had a conversation about, possibly the removing that 200,000.
Yeah.
That would put us below, the minimum that we have to have in capital. So I think what would realistically happen is we probably would reduce to the minimum and reallocate those funds to other projects, and maybe we'd be
Yeah.
able to restore some of the stuff that we cut or have to push off. And I know one of the conversations that you and I have had, and I've had with Stephanie, is, we've talked about maybe the finance committee not taking the entire summer off. And, we just moved a lot of stuff into column
Yeah.
into next year's column in the capital plan. And I think that's where one of those places where we could spend a little bit of time over the course of the summer and really work on this capital budget plan, so it really does represent
Yeah.
a true 5-year plan instead of this year and then, just keep pushing things one row over to the right.
Yeah. But I think for the sake of this budget drill, because we haven't done that due diligence leading up to where we are now, we're going to just have to do something that's a lot less surgically precise, shall we say.
Understood.
And yeah, no, thanks for the input, Jim.
Well, we independently have a lot of conversations. Dave Caruso and I have conversations.
Yeah.
You have conversations with him, Roddy and I. I think it's good for the benefit of those that are listening that aren't part of those conversations to know that we take this very seriously as a group holistically, and we're really working hard to try to find ways to make this work and leave ourselves in a better financial position for the future.
Yeah, and that's something we'll talk about too later is what do we do over the course of the summer, because it's been typical to take the time off, and I don't think it's prudent under the circumstances to do so. We have to come up with a plan. There's just
Yeah.
for our, for the good of the town, to your point, Jim, and to show the public, that we do take it seriously and have actionable items that they can watch us, work through and they have input into.
I think those conversations should happen in conjunction with conversations centered around increasing revenue to the town.
Agreed.
Yeah,
Yes,
it's all part of everything. It's like, how do we improve operations? How do we bring in more money? What does the future look like? It all ties together. You can't do any of it separately. Agreed.
I think it's important to remember too, even though, we look at the far right-hand side and see the mill rate, at 9.78 or at 6.97, the actual percent change and the percent that we're asking for over here on the left is actually a very responsible amount, I think. And even as you get down to the 7%, the percent increase is really not a spectacular increase. I feel like we're being responsible with the budget. We just have to work on ways to increase revenue, and that should really be forefront in our minds
Right.
as we're going forward, because really, I'm struggling here because I can see the big picture. benefits of keeping the 136, especially with not knowing, and you want to be hopeful that we might get this money next year too, or an increase in maybe the ECS catch up a little bit, I'm hoping. But without a guarantee that we'd get that next year, I can see the benefit of holding that, but I can also see that the 325,
Yeah,
man, is
that's what I'd say.
a
There's
huge, like,
no one right answer for this. We have to come up with what we think is best.
yeah.
And if you know, basically it comes down to what happens next year. Does it match what we guessed? Then we did a good job. If it doesn't match because we have no control over it, then, it doesn't look good.
Yeah.
But I also think in that amount of money, I mean, there really needs to be a hard look at, as a town, the revenues coming in, not just how much money is the state going to throw at us every year, like just getting these little scraps. Every little bit helps, but we really need to look at building a revenue to support all of this.
And then you also have to look at too, just like again, I'll play devil's advocate, is what you do till you get that revenue in.
Right.
Because having a 10% increase is not sustainable for
Correct.
us, and the public is not happy with it. Right.
No, but it needs
No,
to be
I'm just,
clearly stated. It's kind of like overlooked in the way that we're talking about this revenue and how things have been used. Like it's 4% of this increase, no matter what, is from borrowing from ourselves, taking from ourselves. And we're left at the spot this year. We have to pay that back no matter what. So we're really looking at the other increases of being very, very tiny on the other sides to try to maintain what's happening for the town and the Board of Ed. None of it is new hires, new programs, like none of that. It's all very bare bones.
Again,
The
we've
biggest
got to make
chunks
it
coming
fit.
from that, right? But it's just not clear to people and how it's presented that it's we have to pay ourselves back first. Like that's what the
I
biggest
think that's
chunk
what the
of
smart thing would be
increase.
to do. Myself would be the prudent thing is to have it for when you really need it, because we could have done this otherwise if we had the proper insight into what was going on. And so we're in this position of having to pay us, basically pay ourselves back, to your point, which is painful.
I'm being asked if we're monitoring the chat because some people have questions in
And there's
there.
somebody in the waiting room.
Yeah.
No, we don't take questions because we already did public. So where is the waiting room on here?
You just text it.
Yeah.
And there we go. Now let him in. Oh, there's Andrew. No, unfortunately, it's like public comments over.
Right.
We can look at the comments though,
You can
right?
look if they're sending in
See
text,
if they're
but I don't want to
angry.
actually do that. Because it would be the same as if they're speaking. So I don't
Okay.
really want to do that. We
That's
can keep them
understandable.
for later. So we have to do something at this point. This is, it's painful, and I will just say we have to leave here tonight. Because we aren't going to have another chance to, and we'll be in violation of our charter if we don't. So it's either pick something from one menu or the other, or if you want, you can try to split the difference in it, but you're still going to come out to the same place.
How far
Are we?
has the Board of Ed gotten with reduction in their
Pardon
thought process? Or is
I didn't
this
hear the
just
question.
going to be? Go ahead.
I didn't hear your question.
Oh. I suggest that we go with the 6 point. I didn't get a copy of the second scenario. I got the first one.
Sorry.
What is it, 6.22%?
You want to put it
Leave
back up on the screen?
the money in the.
Stephanie's going to share again.
Okay.
Read.
I say leave the money in the surplus, because if this budget doesn't pass,
Talking things.
Do we want to model assuming the full reduction in kappa?
I think we should.
That's what I was starting to.
Yeah.
I think
the impacts.
So Rodney, it's up on my screen, but I'm going to have to drop it again so I can finish modeling.
Oh, go ahead. No, that's fine. Hold on, 1 second. I'll take a picture of it.
To reduce the kappa to the minimum.
Oh, that would be good too. Yeah. Thank you, Stephanie.
You have another 70 there.
Yeah, I mean, I think. Yeah,
and I think.
Okay, I'm all set. I got a picture.
If I knew that they wouldn't cut anymore after that.
You don't.
Then I, well, I'm saying it.
Just. No, I just want you, if you're, I just want to have one discussion. So if you want to just say what you were saying.
It's really hard to make these choices, not knowing how people are going to vote in the referendum.
Right.
And we want to make the smartest choice that has the minimal impact to everything we offer around here.
And you also have to understand that if they vote no, we'll be back again. And every time we do, this is another 5,000 or so,
yeah.
4,500 or so now for each referendum. And knowing that we're not going to get any substantive change, anything that's really going to change this substantively other than a fraction of a percent of a, you know.
Right, to the revenue side of things, it's all coming.
And it's everybody's best interest to get a budget passed by July 1st so we don't go into the same situation when it's left.
We want to actually get it passed by the middle of June so the tax collector has time to put the bills out so that we get it at the beginning, right. The end of July.
Yeah.
Because otherwise we lose that money to the tune of 30,000 a month or something.
My opinion personally would be I would like to use the 107 for the school budget, but if I knew that the 325, and this is what I was saying, if the 325 withholding the 107 in reserve would pass, then I could get behind that. But not knowing that that amount would even pass, I would find it very difficult to go beyond 325 in reductions for the school. So that's why I'm really struggling with what to do here.
What's the minimum for the school that could be this year? Because when
you can't go below last year.
Last year's. Okay, so it's last year's, and
so all of the
close at 325. You're, I mean, there's only 500 left. So the entire increase was just over 800,000.
Yeah,
800.
So you still have, you're still left with an increase.
As we were getting to the,
yeah,
to the you know, so at a certain point, there's going to be a point where you can't take anymore.
Yeah, I'm just saying it's like the last scenario on here where the 5% mill rate increase, if you take the top one, you're between the two of them, you're just basically repeating last year.
And there's still a 4%
Jim.
Increase because we have to pay ourselves back.
Right.
Yeah.
Like we have to add that. There's
Jim's got a question.
We have to pay ourselves back.
So I think it's important to hear from David Coles and Rodney regarding their support for a reduction in the capital budget to minimum, because this board can make recommendations on that, but I believe the Board of Selectmen have the final bite at that apple.
And we're at, I don't have the numbers in front of me. We're not far from being at the bottom, are we?
About $75,000, I think.
That's going to be tough to eat because there's a lot of projects on there that are, they're not for me. They're for the town. So I'm only looking out for the town. Would I be willing to pay 7% increase in my taxes? That's a vote that I'll make. But to start taking away the capital projects is not that easy. We've already knocked it down as far as we could, and we had a lot of input from the John, who gives us input for the Board of Ed and for the town projects that are in there. So he recommended some stuff, but not that much.
David, your thoughts?
Yeah, I would need to go back and look at what the capital budget actually shows at the moment, but I think it was pretty well refined from a standpoint of what we could go down to, because we had looked at it two or three additional times. So I'm not sure that there's much else to be removed there that wouldn't be detrimental again to the town in future years.
So I was going to say, thank you, sir. Yeah, so I just said it comes down to we have to do something, and none of them are terribly pleasant. And you want to also understand that if it gets voted down at the first, referendum, then we're going to have to make, additional cuts.
Right.
And you don't want to have to keep doing these over and
I mean,
over
I
again.
feel like the top using the money.
Which one?
It's
Me using the state money 218, because if then the budget doesn't pass and we have to cut more, knowing that you may have to get to 325 at some point. Because if you started at 325 and they say no, I mean, that's going to be.
But unfortunately, because if you look overall, you got to look at the whole proposed budget. And going from one to the other, you're going from 34.55 to 34.31. I mean, the difference is like point six.
But the dollars are, yeah. I mean,
Well,
you're.
you don't have to go in increments of this. You could go right to the bottom right now tonight. Yeah, I'm just saying no. No, I'm just saying there is the only limitation that we would have is the school's budget of going below what they are, last year's approved budget.
Is
Everything
there a limit
else
to
comes
the
out
Board of
of,
Selectmen budget? Is there like a limit to the Board of
well,
Selectmen town
bankruptcy
budget? Well,
for the town, yes.
I didn't know if they were
Similar, there's
held
no floor.
something
There's
similar.
no floor. But you really don't want to do that.
No, absolutely not.
Because you start getting into this point of then you're starting to cut services that also support the schools. Because you're starting with, like, we're not getting the roads plowed. It's great the parking lots are cleared at the schools, but if you can't get the buses to them, it doesn't matter. And if people can't get to work, we're going to hear about that because the roads are filled, because not everybody can work from home. So
Almost
it's
there.
how do you maintain the services and such that make Bolton what it is and why people want to live here without making the taxes such that our budget's not going to pass and you drive people away. That's the equation.
I think we're beyond that this year, and almost which services do we want to, and which programs are we offering because of this starting point
So I'm going
that
to
we have
entertain a
to
motion for somebody to pick one of these and
thank for Stephanie to
she's gonna
show
show
us
us.
first.
Yeah, she's going to show us something.
She's
So
almost there. Thank you. I
because
think
otherwise we'll sit
we
here and
have
just
to
because
conversation.
otherwise we're going to sit here and procrastinate with doing something unpleasant.
Okay, so can you zoom in a little,
Yeah.
please?
So this one, let me double check. This one reduces Kappa on all the above and all the options. And then, so these are reduced reductions, still keeping us at the thresholds that we were at before.
And that's not using the state money.
That's what I
No,
was
it
going to
is.
check.
No, because that's the bottom
No,
spread.
but
Hold
this is
on
a
one
whole new
second.
one.
Oh,
Sorry,
right.
hold on one second.
Sorry.
Let me just double
That's
check
right. Yeah,
that.
make sure you know that.
Miss Steph and I were talking
Yeah, I
about
don't.
just not wanting to make a lot of last minute changes on the fly because then she has to put all this into a final budget document and make sure it matches what we decide
Right.
tonight so we don't have a.
We also want to put forward the best number we can.
I just want to make sure we don't keep going back and forth on a lot of things and make her go back and forth too many times that we lose track and
Takes 33 cents off.
don't really know what we improved.
Yeah.
33 cents.
No, not 33%,
No,
30%.
33 cents.
Every line of it.
My fear was starting where is that we're going to end up here?
Yes, but
Like a
if we
floating
do
stuff.
that CABA change, there were some nice,
Yeah.
much better numbers in there, but it would be good to know if it's starting with the
Well,
top.
it's also just very hard to know which ones because we're not looking at it and have just the selection of the ones who decide. We can make line item changes when we have it the
Yeah.
first time, but once it's handed off to the selectmen.
All right. So this last option only captures the revenue. Is that what we wanted?
Did you start with the
The
top or the
bottom one. The
bottom?
Okay, the
Okay.
bottom one. So
Yeah.
not using the money.
Okay.
Not using the money.
Not using the
Yes.
money.
Okay. So the bottom one is
The same.
bottom.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so you're effectively, you're at the same. If you,
Your
you're,
mill rate
it's just
doesn't.
another way to get to the same place.
So the not using the money, 308 is 239 is where we were at before. And now that would be a 5.94% increase to the residents and not 7%.
Yes.
So yeah,
but that
Well,
the cap of reduction of 148 is the max. I'm not going to
yes.
buy into that. You're not going to sell me on that. Sorry.
That brings it down to $619,000 of a CAPA budget.
So it's just another way of saying if we took it,
692.
the other way you can look at it is you can say just take $70,000 more dollars out of there. No. And there's a couple of ways you can do this. You can just say the same thing with that money doesn't have to come out of CAPA. You can just say we're going to take that extra amount out and then leave it up to the selectmen and board of ed what to do with it.
Yeah, it's easy.
Because some of that money is for the board of ed as well.
Right.
So you're just saying overall in it in any of these scenarios, just take another 70,000 out?
No, I'm not saying that to do that. I'm just saying that if you aren't comfortable with specifically taking it out of CAPA, we could just say that that's going to come out someplace
Right.
and split it between the Board of Ed and the Board of Selectmen.
Wouldn't that end up just being the second scenario?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's really
Which
just
could
the
be.
second, which you might wind up doing anyway if you do that other scenario.
Which could be givebacks from this year?
Yeah.
So I guess it really comes down to do you want to do B or C, top or bottom?
As an increase in 76,000 to CAPA shouldn't decrease the Board of Ed budget by 150,000.
Well, we can't tell them to take it out of CAPA, but we can make a statement that
I reduced the cut in order to keep it at just below 7%.
you understand it better than I do.
I think it's just safer if we go back to the original and just pick
Yeah,
one of them,
okay.
because you
Because
can get to the same place without without getting this
bringing in
like
a
well, getting in
right.
the weeds like this. You'll get to the
Right.
same place and leave it up to the Board of Ed and Board of Selectmen how to do it.
Well, so
The
that means
conversation
first
is
they're back up top.
Yeah.
what?
Okay.
So I would say, do you want to either do B or C from the top original scenario, or do you want to do B or C from the bottom? I would rather, my preferences would be to bank the money.
Would it make, I don't want to say more sense, a different way to look at it would be pick the target percentage you would like to move forward first and then decide how we're going to get there, A or B.
I think that's what we are. I think that's
That's
what we
what we
are.
did.
Yeah.
And 70,000 is the number that has to get reduced by an additional,
I thought we were missing
right?
that.
Now we're going back to the
Back to the regular 72,000 capital reduction. We're not looking at
regular.
the full capital reduction anymore.
Yeah, we're just going to go back to where we were, and that brings you down to effectively, do you want to do B or C, top or bottom?
I want to leave the money in B.
So you're suggesting the bottom scenario, which is what I would like, I feel more comfortable doing.
Number one, and I'm going to call this number two. So we're all in the.
Scenario
But then you need to
two.
color code them so we have like one.
Scenario two.
So why don't we talk about scenario two then? Is that what folks are most comfortable with banking the money for next year?
Well, or for next,
Masking.
yes.
Well,
You
next
gotta.
year or whatever. We're not going to spend it
Right.
this year, and it gives us the flexibility next year without knowing that with knowing that we're not going to be in a better position substantially next year.
That's correct. And if we go for a bond, at least the bonding people will see money in the account.
And we have to spend money for the bonding as well.
Yep.
If we were to get the relief funding next year before we pass a budget, like the same time as now, we'd be able to apply that
And this one we're
and this
holding.
one to say next year's
Right. You
budget.
can do whatever you
Okay.
want
Right.
with
It's
it
not
next year.
set for a certain fiscal year. Okay.
Nope.
So now we're down to B.
We think we
Number
like scenario
2 B.
two. Scenario 2 B.
2B or not
Or
2B?
not. Do we like?
No,
Well, I mean,
too
because
bad.
that's also got the lower, it's got the lowest
Mill rate.
lower mill rate increase for the town people. It's seven,
Starting out at
it's
325.
so that 325 that for the or the 140 for the Board of Ed or the town,
No,
that
that
does
makes
not
sense.
that doesn't get offset by additional givebacks in another month if we were able to freeze our budgets, so to speak.
Well, you're basically, that's the number we would go in 2B. And if it passes, then we're all done on the 19th. And if it doesn't pass, then we're back again in 2 weeks in June.
No, but Rodney's question is a little different. So I think Rodney's asking if, talk about the town reductions of $140,000, if he ended up having some extra money at the end of the year, could he apply it to his own 140, or would it have to go to the total reductions and be
If you get the
distributed?
once, if the budget is approved now, that's all we can spend. So
No,
even
he's thinking about any savings from this
if he
year.
gets additional savings after the budget's passed, they're put into surplus and then we talk about them next year.
Okay. Nothing to offset.
Right, I know, but that was Rodney's question, I
Yeah,
guess.
no,
So
you that's
it
correct.
goes to surplus.
Yeah,
Yeah.
it basically goes into surplus next year.
Right.
Yeah, because I think a conversation before, Rodney, we're talking about like if it was a combination of givebacks and reductions, but that's not actually the case, correct? It would
Right.
be.
Yeah, it's for example, the registrars. I just asked to look at our budget. There's a couple of big ifs. The state's not going to let me know whether or not we need to buy four more voting machines at the cost of $24,000 for the registrars. And so the budget, there's money in there if I, we don't have to spend that. And then there isn't if we do. And then that would go into next year as additional
Right.
surplus.
Fair enough.
So,
So I guess my point would be if we're going to make any more givebacks, we'd have to do it before it's approved, which would then affect the
That's
mill
the
rate
best.
versus after it's not going to affect anything but next year.
Correct. Right. And so.
Okay. Additional givebacks would affect mill rate. We have to set the expenditure. You guys
Well,
have to set the expenditures tonight. The
well,
mill rate.
essentially, wouldn't it affect the givebacks? Because
Yeah, the
if
give back
there's.
would impact the mill rate ultimately. If we get more after tonight, it would drop the mill rate further.
Because it goes to surplus.
Correct. But after
But it
tonight,
wouldn't lower or impact the number of our
expenditures.
productions.
Correct.
Correct.
No, because if the budget fails, the finance committee is compelled to make additional cuts.
Yeah.
Right.
Any amount that we feel is necessary.
Correct.
And the givebacks don't
they
enter
don't
into
impact
that
that.
anymore.
No, right. They would. Well,
but they
well,
do
no, we
because
would,
it hasn't passed yet.
Surplus,
right?
Because the budget hasn't
still
passed.
Well, what we could do is you could cut a smaller amount and then
correct.
apply the surplus and reduce the mill rate.
Right.
So
right.
let's say that we just miraculously got $500,000 in. You wouldn't have to cut the budget, but you could you apply that as revenue and reduce right. the mill rate.
Thank you. That's where I was going. Okay.
Yeah. So it's still good to get the surplus in.
That's correct.
Because it would you could still reduce the mill rate, but have to make a smaller cut to meet the terms of the charter.
Right.
Is it possible? I'm not even sure this is, but is it possible that if we agreed to scenario 2B, for example, which seems like it's where we're kind of leaning in this conversation, that if that does not pass the first budget referendum, that we could use the 136,000 at that point? Or is this a decision that we're making now that we will not be able to
you
use
could
that money?
Change
essentially
your mind
freezing.
You could change your mind and say that, okay, we want to use it to reduce the mill rate. So it's the same scenario as I said.
Right.
You
surplus.
Put in additional revenue of 137,000.
Yep.
And then you, instead of cutting 137,000, you cut a little less,
got
and
it.
You still
that's
have
what I was
lowered
thinking.
The mill rate.
Yep,
by
that's what I was
quarter
thinking.
Of a
Because
percent.
You know, if we're starting at 325, but then you know, I'm just kind of projecting this out. A budget doesn't pass. I'm just thinking that you know, instead of going to 450,000, we could use some of that money. And I just didn't even know if it was possible.
No,
so it's good to know that.
No, it is. We
not making that decision
tonight. The charter doesn't.
Freeze
the
it.
Charter says we have to reduce.
Right.
And we can pick the amount by which we reduce, and that can be influenced by if we were to suddenly find more revenue.
All right. So it's good to know that we still have that flexibility,
yes.
kind of if we need it.
Yeah,
I think that's a good point
because yeah,
you know you can go in hoping to bank the funds, you
right?
Know, it could be better for next year, but if we have to, hopefully not use all of it, but
yep.
Put some of it towards there without having to make further cuts.
Yeah. The prudent thing is to make the is to bank the monies.
Yep.
Yeah. And
yep.
see what you know happens.
But I just want to, you know, obviously as we get to the point where cuts get to be so severe that
yeah.
we may have to consider
right.
using that we still
yeah.
have that option.
And again, that's good to ask the questions. Yeah. Because it helps the public as well as you folks, because you guys are new to
right.
this.
Then maybe looking at 6.22 in this scenario, and
yep.
then anything further wouldn't be a significant cut, but we could
use some of that money.
Probably get it closer to six.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I know that's a good number though. 6.22.
Yeah.
And again, we have to get out of the cycle of like kicking things down the
yes.
road, which is what we've been doing, especially with the capital budget, you know,
yeah.
to Jim's point earlier.
And again, I just want to point out that 6.22 only comes with a 2.15% actual increase of our ask. So I just want to point out that, you know, I know that, you know, the town sees the 6%, the conversations online are of a higher number, of course, but I just really want to point out that 2.15 is, you know, a very reasonable and responsible budget on the Board of Ed and the town side, I believe.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the more we can make that number known, the better.
Yeah.
Right? Yes.
Like,
not your mill rate is 6.22% increase, but the overall budget increase was only
right.
2.15.
I think that's something that we really need
yeah,
to point out.
I agree.
The overall increase is, you know, reasonable.
Right.
But it comes with an unpalatable tax increase.
Correct.
They're not proportionate.
Because of what we've been doing.
Yeah, and I think the public wouldn't mind if we had a say 4% to 5% increase in spending and the mill rate went up proportionally. It's the fact that
right.
last year it was, you know, it was out of whack
right.
with it. You know, we started out at 5% spending increase that equated to a 13% tax increase. And then we got down to a 1% increase in spending and change, and it was still 5% increase in
yeah.
tax.
Yeah.
And it's going to be the same way next year, and it probably won't change until the year after that. You know, It just depends on what do we do on the revenue side and what, how much do we cut now versus stretching the agony out.
I mean, it kind of looks like we're in a kind of like
We're stretched.
a 3 year kind
Very low increases in spending for Board of Ed and Board of
Yeah,
Selectmen.
okay, I make a
Okay.
motion that we accept 2B for our expenditures.
Yeah, let me get the number.
Do I have a second for that? Who made the second? So, motion was made by Rodney Fournier, second by Ben Davies. Discussion. And that's a scenario 2B, which is a 7% mill rate increase.
No, it's a
No,
six
it's
point
six,
two
two, two.
two.
I'm sorry, seven. That
Sorry,
was, yeah,
point two two. Yeah, that's
I
sorry.
know.
My titles
Just so we're clear, can we just
are.
read the number so that there's no confusion in what that number under 2B is? I understand it's a
Yeah,
long
I can do
number,
that.
but we think we should read it.
Okay, I make the motion that we move forward the 2B proposed expenditures of 26,896,962.08.
Second.
That we need?
So you withdrew the first
Yep.
motion, and you didn't say it, but you did withdraw the first motion.
I withdrew the first one, correct.
And then Ben went and withdrew his second on the first motion, correct, sir?
Correct.
So now we're starting over with Rodney making a new motion, which is just mentioning the numbers, which we have to put in the question anyway.
Correct. And I have nothing to discuss beyond. I think we beat that up a little bit.
So,
there was a second again by Ben for this. So it's discussion, and I don't hear and see anything further. So that budget is associated with a mill rate of 34.31, which is an increase of 6.22% over last year, correct?
And just to be clear,
Correct.
that's an approximate mill rate, not the exact calculation yet, correct? Because we can't make the exact calculation because the
Yep, correct.
grand list is not finalized.
Yeah, we have to wait and set the mill
Okay.
rate. This is an
Just
estimated, as it says on there.
want to be clear because the only numbers that we do know are the proposed expenditures and what the change would be from this year to last year.
Correct.
We
To
know,
be
yeah, we
for
know
exact.
the percentage change of the ask in budget.
Correct.
And the mill rate will be set at a future meeting once the public approves the expenditures.
Right.
So again, this is just an estimated mill rate, to David's point.
Right. I just don't
Yeah.
want it to be like, hey, if we come back and say, hey, the number is actually 6.25 or the number is actually 6.19, like someone's going to be, oh, but you said it was 6.22. But no, the only numbers that we can say for sure are the ones that are based on calculation of known numbers, which are in columns D and F.
Yep. So there's no further discussion. I'm seeing none in the room, not seeing any online. So all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstention. So it passes by all voting members present except me, who abstained.
Number 601.
Congratulations.
So we do have a proposed budget. So now let's go back and go and make sure that we had a little disjoint between the minutes and the motion that was made a couple of meetings ago as to where the original $30,000 that the Board of Selectmen had proposed giving back as surplus this year. So we need to have an amended motion saying that that is going to be applied, should have been applied to as surplus as opposed to a reduction to their budget.
And this modeling already reflects that change, just so everyone knows.
Thank you.
So if we want to
So
go
I
ahead.
should make a motion that we withdraw the $30,000 from the reduction in our.
It's actually just to correct them. It should just be to
Oh.
correct the motion of four
Okay.
made on 4-9 to say that it just we.
Okay.
It's
I
correct the
make.
motion to say that it's being the 30,000 from the selectmen is being applied as surplus as opposed to a budget reduction, budget
Correct.
ask. That's all.
Do you need me to amend that because that was my motion? I
Oh, go
think
ahead.
if you
No,
if
I mean, you
we're
don't have to because it's not technically an amendment to the motion, it's just making a motion to correct something.
But go ahead if you would like.
Go ahead and
Are
do it,
we going
Danae.
to make a motion to amend the prior motion from April 9th, 2026 regarding how the $30,000 from the Board of Selectmen was allocated and move it from reduction to surplus?
Surplus.
Yes.
Do I have a second?
I'll
I'll
second that.
second. So seconded, made motion made by Danae, seconded by Tyler. He beat you to it, David. Sorry.
That's the internet delay.
Time lag.
Yeah.
Home field advantage.
All those in any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? So approved by all the voting members present, no nays, and I'm abstaining. So I think we covered everything here because we covered the expenditures, we made the motion for that. So we go on to communication and then the budget calendar.
Ross, I have something I'd like to share with the group.
Sure.
It's my first week in my new role, and already had some excitement, not in a good way. We did have, I don't know if everyone's familiar with positive pay, but all of our major bank accounts are set up with a security precaution. So basically, what we do every time we run our accounts payable process, we upload a list of checks expected to hit that account. And so what happens is the bank will compare that list to whatever actually hits the account. So earlier this week, we actually had somebody fraudulently try to pay their personal credit card bill with our AP account. But the positive pay process did its job. And so the bank caught it. It was just about $600, $634 actually. So the bank caught it. Everything worked as it should. We spoke with the bank. We feel like the positive pay process is still the right thing to have in place. There was an option to close the account and reopen it, but that wouldn't prevent any future fraud. So we agreed to keep the positive pay process in place. We also did file a police report so that we have the incident recorded just in case this something else happened. So I wanted to let this group know that it's a function of the finance department to manage these things, and we
Sounds like it did what it was supposed
sure,
to
yeah,
do.
exactly.
All
It's
right.
nice when it
Great.
creeps out like that.
It's just
Exactly.
similar when you get those alerts that someone's used. Is this a valid transaction on the credit
Right.
card? They do the same thing
Yeah.
for us.
Yeah. Good.
This is
Yeah,
part of.
it's important to be clear that there was actually no loss. The system worked as it should, and there was no financial loss.
Great.
Thank you,
Fantastic.
John.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I don't
No,
think
you
we can.
can't do it.
No.
Please try.
No, we got a few, anything you want to talk about for
Couple.
communication? Because we do
Yeah,
have,
communicate it.
let's see.
That's how we're going to communicate with the rest of the people.
Ben, you
Right?
Yes.
unfortunately need to withdraw that motion at this point.
Yeah.
Consider it withdrawn.
Yeah, because we have to do the whole agenda since this is a special meeting, so you're out of luck. So communication is the next. Well, we've got the budget referendum put together. So assuming it passes, then our next thing that we're going to do is we'll have to meet after that. So I'm just kind of going through this because it relates to communication. This is also the budget calendar. So we'll have to meet on the 20th anyway. And then we have coffee and conversation coming up in our in regular meeting. So I think there's something we're going to need to, we'll have to think about what we want to communicate at coffee and conversation, and that will depend on whether or not the budget passes.
Can we decide what we're going to talk about on the 26th on the 20th?
Yeah, I wouldn't
Okay.
say try to do it now, but I think say keep it in mind of what is write your acceptance speech and your rejection speech at the same time and have one ready to go.
No, but a true question with communication. I know we have the very formal question that goes forth on all of the town boards and everything.
Is there anything else more visually and knowledgeable friendly, a little snippet of it that goes out as well, or no?
The budget itself.
Yeah, because that's really like not a summary. I don't know, like
Right. Some
just a little
one
key,
quick
one
little,
feature.
right. So what we will have will be the, excuse me, the budget itself will be posted, the same one that Stephanie has put together with input from everybody involved in it. And that does have the summary up front, but we could do a one pager too. We have to have that official one has to be there for people
Sure.
to get. I'm just saying, but there's nothing that says we can't do a summary.
Right.
Yeah,
You
I think it
should.
needs a summary, and it needs to be like starting with that 4.19% increase that we owe ourselves from last year, or something like highlighting in a more formal way
Yeah.
of what that actually
Right.
is. And then it's really just our,
A
you know,
2.15%.
2.15%. And I mean,
That's
whether
great.
that's broken apart, Board of Selectmen and Board of Ed and Kappa, like.
So what we're going to need to do first thing, Stephanie's going to have to get the formal thing
Yeah,
together and
no,
get that
totally.
out. And then I would say that she and I could work on it. She and David and Jim and Rodney and I, David Caruso, can work on what that one pager would look like and put it together.
I think that'd
Yeah,
be helpful.
just a little
Right. People
yeah
like
first
visual.
summary.
Yeah.
Just to summarize it into one page, if we can, at the most two.
Does that need to be done for tomorrow too?
No.
It doesn't.
I
Okay.
would get this. The key thing is the document that's got to be going up on the website,
Yep.
and it's going to be, there's going to be copies of it here. We'll put them in the senior center. We'll put them in the library. They'll also be posted online. I make another set of them to have at the polls too for people when they come in, because some people have not looked at it yet when they come in, but they want to look at it, which is good. And so we have it there for them as well. So I'd say that's the first thing to do. Then the second one would be if we can do a one pager, because then that could go out again. That could be put beside this, go with the whole big budget packet. And it could also be put into the bulletin.
Yeah.
And again, that could also be distributed at the town hall and the library, the senior center, and wherever. So we can
So,
work with that.
I believe at this point, everybody who voted on this is got to remain on a neutral stance as far as for or against it.
Yep.
We're not allowed
The
to promote
people
it.
to
We
vote. Yeah, we can yeah, encourage people to come out
we
and
can
vote.
encourage people to come to
It's
vote,
right?
right. But
Which
you
we
can't be telling them to vote no or yes. You can only
correct.
tell them to come and vote. And this is what we did.
And if they have any questions, you can give them a factual answer by reading from the budget
Right,
page
right.
to them.
Yeah.
If they don't have it there with them, but you can't say that what your opinion of
Right.
it, or say that you want them to vote. The other groups that are other groups that are not part of the government, like the town committees, can have a they can make their own separate statements as to whether or not to vote for the budget. And so there's other groups that can have a say, but we can't.
And even if we're part of those other groups, we can't be a
You
part of
can't
that then.
be part of that
Correct.
discussion. You have to abstain from So, for example, if you're in the PTA, and if I'm in part of the Republican Town Committee, I can't participate in, in that having an opinion.
Just trying to keep everybody out of trouble. That's all.
No, it's especially good for all the new folks
Yeah.
on the team.
Sure.
And if people ask us questions, we can just refer them to the
You can
budget.
refer to the budget document.
Yeah.
If you know which page it's on, you can tell them to do that, because I have people come up and ask me that too. And I just tell them, here, the
I'll
document.
make some copies
Yep.
of the one sheeter and just carry
Yeah.
them. Just have a couple on you. Right.
No, it's a good thing to have, because then you
Yeah.
have your elevator speech and you have the
Exactly.
facts that are shared. It's not you making up your own
No.
story.
Right.
I
It's
didn't
a
mean
very
you. I
well
was.
written.
Oh, no, I get it. Yeah.
It's a
I was
very well
looking at
written
you.
document, and we put a lot of time into it.
Yes.
Yep. And then the only other thing that we should do is, if this goes past one referendum, we need another one pager. I can dig up the one that Amanda had done that summarized the changes
Yes, that would be
that
important
went,
too.
from this vote
Yep.
to this one.
Yes.
because people found that very, helpful.
Yeah.
And again, those are very simple to do because it's just as here was the ask before, here's the mill rate with it, here's what the Board of Ed's ask was before, here's what it is now, here's Board of Selectmen before, here's Board of Selectmen after. And that's all they want to know that. What are the substantive changes? And if you wanted a bullet item of anything in particular that we could, then fine, that we recognize additional revenue or, what cuts were made. It's just, very simple. And then the rest of it'll be, we have some other things that we know that folks have been working on too. Some, I know, Melissa, you went and took a look at what would a financial plan look like.
Yep.
I know that it also, David Coles, did you want to mention that this, that other discussion point you and I had about the ballot?
Yeah, I was gonna bring that up, just waiting for the discussion to calm down a little bit. So one of the things that was brought up is surrounding towns, particularly Hebron is probably the closest and most notable, have additional questions on their ballot. So Hebron actually has four questions on the front of their ballot and four questions on the back of their ballot for every referendum. Well, until each thing passes. The four on the front are town proper, Board of Ed for the town of Hebron, Board of Ed for Ram, and do you remember what the fourth one is, Ross?
No, I don't remember it offhand, but I can look it
Oh,
up.
capital improvements. So they break up their budgets into different questions. So you can approve a specific budget rather than approving the budget wholesale. Now, where that would get pros cons just off the cuff, where that might be difficult for a small town is if you approve one but you don't approve the other three, you have to come back for another referendum anyway. But you don't have to necessarily decrease each one of those budgets. It's a comparison of that budget only and not of the whole budget in particular. And then on the back of the budget, those questions are, do you think the number is too high, too low, or just right? Looking at the results from Tuesday's election in Hebron, just because I was looking at them, the like too high numbers this first budget were about two-thirds of the votes cast on those questions. And those are supplementary questions for information and not for any action by the town other than to inform the boards of where the folks think the budget is. But that's also in a town where they can raise the budget versus lower the budget if the town wants you to based on the referendum vote, which is not a position that we're in.
Well, and some of them you could still ask the question though to inform, which, help us understand if the folks thought it was all too low, then we know, okay, then don't lower. Yeah, I'm looking
Right,
at the
but
one.
no too long.
And I'm looking at a sample that, Pam Sawyer sent me also from Andover, and it's similar. First question on the ballot is, shall the budget approved in the annual town meeting for the fiscal year be approved? And that's simple. And then after that, it's your non-binding questions. One and two is the elementary school budget for Andover too high, too low, just right? And another non-binding one on the town budget, too high, too low, just right.
Oh, that's interesting. That means
So
they still vote on them together, but to ask those
it's breaking out.
questions.
Yeah. So there's any number of approaches you could take, and there's a constraint of what does our charter say the process needs to be, and you'd have to have the but any ballot would have to reflect that. And you would also want to get them done before. This is nothing to do now in the middle of this. This would be something that if
Where are we in the process of our charter revision cycle? Are we
I think
like,
we're like
I think it was
6 years
like,
out.
okay.
I thought it was, was it
It's
2022?
mandated every 10 years. We did it, was it 3, 4 years ago, Rodney?
It was 2022.
2022, I think.
Oh, is that?
Yeah. I
Interesting.
just looked at it.
Yeah, Rodney, you're muted.
It wasn't that long ago. And we ended up with what, 14 questions on the ballot?
Yeah.
Wow.
So you're the state mandates doing it every 10 years. There's nothing that says you can't do it more frequently, other than what's the how do you want to get together the board and put in the time to do it? I mean, you could do it every year if you wanted to. It's a lot of work, but there's
It's
not, so it's mandated every 10 years.
okay.
a five-member board, and they meet, I don't know, Probably 20 times.
Yeah, and so I would, for something like this, if we wanted to do this, it would be good to start the discussion fairly soon, and then you get it done. I would like it 2 months before you actually do the referendum, because you'd have to get consensus among Board of Ed, Board of Selectmen, and then town clerk and the town attorneys would need to weigh in, and then I got to get the registrars have to get the ballots programmed. There'd be a one-time charge for that from our company that does the programming for the elections. It's about $500. Then you could reuse them indefinitely. We could just change the wording ourselves. And as long as you don't move the little oval, you can leave the wording blank. And if there's no, nothing there to be counted, it just shows up as a blank, a zero count for that. So it can be reused indefinitely once you get it done. You can use it for anything you wanted to effectively, as long as you don't move the ovals, because the machine's expecting them to be in a certain place once it's programmed for them. So I think it would
We
be.
know our people here in Bullion, they'll all come to the special meeting and they'll let us know how they felt about the referendum question. So we
Yep.
will be fully
I'm
informed.
sure.
And you'll be fully
Right.
informed by the folks who are working at the polls, who can also give you input, myself
Rather
included.
than assuming, we should ask that the town members come to that special meeting and make sure that they give us their opinion, because it is valuable and helps us inform what we need to do next.
No, we do. And so I know some of them are online, and we'll ask you all to please come after you vote and let us know your thoughts. So the other thing I choose, I'm going to start, if anybody here has ideas, please send them to me for things that we should do. I know that Melissa sent me her ideas. I got the ones from, David too, about the ballot updates, so we can make a listing of them. I've already got on there, can we repurpose certain, town properties? So I'd like to just keep any other ideas folks have. I want to get this list together. And then I'd like somebody here to run with it, maybe even Tyler. We'll take the lead with that, and just, we'd review it every meeting, make sure that is it something that's going to be worked on? What's the priority of it? And if we agree, is there's feeling that it needs to be worked on, someone has to own it. It can't just be Board of Selectmen. It can't be Board of Ed. It's got to be somebody on, one of the selectmen, somebody on the Board of Ed. It's our superintendent, or it could be one of our members, but somebody has to own it. Somebody has to be doing something with it, because otherwise they just become good intentions. And we all say, yeah, that was great. That's a good idea. And then we don't act on them. And I know that the public is expecting, action from us and some transparency. And that also includes, how do you want to do ours? Oh, that's a question for our meetings. I currently, what I did with Jill is that I would just put the agenda together with Jill a week or so beforehand. And so, what I would like to know is, are you folks happy with the format of the meeting? If there's any changes you would like to see in it, if you have ideas, the other thing Stephanie and I had talked about is if you want to get them to us a week or so before the meeting, because the meeting's not mine, it's the committee's. So, if anybody has ideas for additional topics to put on it, let's. Stephanie and me know, and we can see, how do we get them in and fit them in.
Sounds good.
And the other thing is, our auditor would like us to get more involved in the process, so we have to talk about how do we do that as well. Where do we, do we get, he ideally would like us involved right at the start of the audit, so that we see everything that everybody else does and are fully aware of it. And he would be happy to talk to us as well.
I think that would be helpful.
And I also talked to him if we had ideas for improving our own internal processes within the finance committee, or if the town, or Board of Ed came up with any ideas for, corrective actions that we felt were necessary. He also said he would be happy to look at them. He wouldn't suggest what we do, but he would be happy to give his opinion based on what other towns he works for, do. And you may have to charge extra for it because it's not necessarily part of. So depending on what we ask, what the actual ask is, you might have to, charge extra for it. So we'd have to just be aware of that and work with him to find out, okay, so here's what we want. What are you going to bill us for? And does that sound reasonable? Can we fit it in, to a budget someplace?
And I think it would be good for discussion, what are the roles and responsibilities of the finance committee? I mean, I feel like as a new member, I don't really know. I mean,
We got that one pager when
yeah,
we did
it's
our
still,
huh.
yeah, well, you're right. So I feel like just with, in general, what are the roles and responsibilities? I think, like Ross said, I put together. Tried to put together a little strategic plan for Bolton over the next 3 years. So I'd like to, present that at some point. I don't think this is the proper time just because we're trying to get through the budget, but looking at this and I think the strategic plan will help us figure out how to raise revenue in the town and what steps do we need to take to start doing that. And then who's responsible for that? Defining which people are going to basically do those roles and see things through. Because, like you said, we can say all we want, like, oh, great ideas. But unless we say, you're going to do this, you're going to do this, then nothing's going to get done. So, and we've been doing a lot of that, I think, and not taking on roles and responsibilities. So.
So I get, what I'm doing is like I put down roles and responsibility for discussion points for the future, meeting input, which you can just start now. If you guys have any ideas that you want to put on while we're in the process, and then after this is over, we'll have a little more flexibility to do other things. And I you mentioned the 5-year plan, and I also have finance committee process and procedures. I know that's something also that David Coles had been getting together with Stephanie about doing like a dashboard or some improvements to some of the information that we get. I know, so we talked about grant tracking. And I think the other thing to do would be bonding tracking as well, so that we can also just be aware of when we're talking about putting out the bond, when are we thinking of doing that? What's the cost associated with doing that? And then what does that do to the mill rate the next year after we get, the bonds approved? Yeah, we got this nice chunk of money that's going to be sitting there. It's going to be earning interest. How does that interest spend down? How do we, how, what happens with that interest? How does that offset some of the expense incurred? So I guess it's bond management, whatever you want to call it. We can come up with some better names for it. Just thinking of the name things that we've talked about and anything else. Because I'm just going to start out with putting it into a simple Excel grid. And then you can just say who's going to have, here's the data was added in, here's when somebody took ownership of it, actions to date, finished or still open. So you just keep adding in. We discuss it on this date. Here's the person who owned it said this is what happened. This is what help they need or whatever. And then we see what we can do to move it along. So let's see. Anything else you wanted to add on that to-do list? Because I'll see if I can get that together.
It's a large list.
Well, no, it's a large list, but there's many P. That's what I forgot is the town property. Reuse or repurposing or however you want to talk about it. So, got
Where to
that
start?
budget calendar. We're going to have to add some, we're going to have to update this at some point. I don't know if we need to do it now. This will take us through our couple of meetings, this current schedule, because I know some of it will be informed about by what happens at the first budget referendum. Because if nothing happens there, then we're back. If that passes, then we're back on our usual schedule. And we'll just have to come up with some special meetings in the summer. And if it doesn't pass, then you're going to be talking about we've got 3 referenda scheduled for June. And then some insight from this would be, do we want to do it this way again with this many referenda this soon? Because I know that there's pros and cons to that.
Last clarifying question on the calendar.
Yep.
And The special meeting is set for May 20th and the regular meeting is May 21st. Did you potentially want to combine those or keep them separate?
They serve two special purposes. The special meeting is we could cancel one if you don't need the other. I would say, why don't we do the one, leave it the way it is. The 20th, we're going to have to meet anyway, because we're going to have to either decide on, you know, more cuts or to set the mill rate, depending on what happens. And then we could decide at that point, do we need the regular meeting?
Can we cancel the regular meeting?
Yeah.
Like that? A day before? I don't know if that really.
I've had to cancel some where I don't have a quorum.
Yeah. That would make
and that's
sense.
At the day of.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Especially when there's things that require action, because it's just like on inland wetlands, and we're short a member. In the past, we were short two, and one time we didn't have a quorum. And then everything on the agenda required action, so only one of them I could delegate to the agent. The rest of them I couldn't do, so we have to reschedule a special meeting.
Well, I think that like 21st will have quite a few minutes to approve. We haven't done that in a while.
Oh, that's a good point. We should put that on the
that's true.
Let's put
like four
meetings.
Yeah, I didn't notice that on there. We should have done that tonight, because otherwise let's put that on the special meeting one. We catch up on those minutes before we completely forget what happened.
Way to remind us.
No, good point. Thank you. That's why I said, that's why I want your input for the meetings. And we can certainly, like I said,
I'll second your motion.
Yeah.
So what is that, an adjournment there?
Yes.
Okay.
Motion to adjourn.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Wait, question. Did we approve what the question was for the ballot?
Well, that's a good point. Yeah, we got to do that. Thank you.
Didn't we?
No, we didn't.
Can you withdraw your motion, por favor?
No.
So let me do that. It's a very good point, David. Thank you for catching me.
I thought we already did that.
No, we didn't. No, we approved the budget, but we have to approve the question specifically. So Mr. Rodney can go and repeat his, you know, repeat this. And then I want you all to check very carefully. I'm going to pass this around to make sure I don't transpose numbers like I did last year on one of them.
Can you put the ballot sheet on the smart board or share the screen? Because I can only pull up one thing at a time on my phone here in Charlotte.
Could you put that back up again, Stephanie?
Yeah, let me get the question up.
Thank you.
Yep.
We don't necessarily need the question so much as that.
You want the question or the about David?
Well, we need the question and the number, right? Because we need to approve what the question is going to say.
Okay.
Okay, I'll do the question. The dollar amount.
You can actually cut and paste it into your question, and then I will write the same thing down.
27B.
So, Stephanie, if you that's another way to do it. I was just going to say, if you copy from Excel, you can paste as just the value in Word, but that works too.
Yeah, just because it was a formula.
There you go. And then I'm going to write the same number down, and I'm going to show it to the people here in the room and pass it around. You make sure that I wrote it down correctly. So I'll entertain a motion then.
I'll make a motion to
don't know what
just read this. Just read the question.
Just shall the annual budget for the town of Bolton, Connecticut for the fiscal year 2027, as recommended by the Finance Committee, in the amount of $26,896,962.08, be adopted.
Do I have a second? Motion made by Danae. Do I have a second?
David, a second.
Now you're too slow again, David. Blame the internet. Melissa Bill beat you.
Darn digital transmission.
Okay, so motion made and seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? I'm abstaining, so passes by all the voting members present, except for my one abstention. And that's it. So now we can do the motion to adjourn.
Adjourn.
Yeah. Okay, again, made by Danae, seconded by Melissa again. Yeah. Then, okay, all in favor?
Aye.
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 We're out of here.
So, Ross, before you hang up, I didn't go because I got this cold. Do you need me to go lock the door? I can run up. It's not a big deal. So.
I have a key.
Oh, no, Natalie's around. I'll text her.
And I have.
Oh, Natalie will do it.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Thank you. And I'll see you. I'll see you both tomorrow morning so we can.
Now, are you going to get signage?
Yep. I'll see you in the morning.
All right.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, Mary.